Hello, I'm Sarah Bishop.
And I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And this is
Adventures in Wine Tasting,
the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco, where every night is wine night until December 25th.
You're always drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag.
It's December 2nd. Jeremy, how are you feeling?
Oh, I am feeling fine.
All right, good, good.
Still got a bit of a...
Still alive.
...cold, and that's just ideal for tasting wine and talking about subtle...
It's perfect.
...notes
it's perfect.
Of stuff.
It's perfect. Okay, are you ready to unbox this wine?
Yeah, pull it out. Pull it out.
Let me pull it out. All right. Ooh. Okay.
That is a jolly looking bottle.
Isn't it pretty?
So yeah. Today's wine is, what is it? What is it?
This is Pastello, a Pinot Grigio from Italy.
Yeah.
And the label is quite pretty. It's these sort of like, different colored stripes. Really quite bright.
Quite jolly, quite a summery wine for an advent calendar, both in terms of the label and the selection of varietal. This is a Pinot Grigio, as Sarah said, from Italy, specifically northeast Italy in the Rubicon River area. One of the oldest winemaking regions in Italy, according to the documentation that has been provided to us. This is just down the road from Bologna. Can you keep that down?
It's the sound of me opening the wine. It's like I'm putting the cork in. It's very loud. It's very squeaky, this wine. Sorry.
Characteristic terroir of this region. It's sandstone and something that I assume they made up called marl. But it's a Pinot Grigio, so I'm expecting kind of light, fairly boring, sour wine. I'll be honest.
I'll be honest.
I don't like white wine. I don't like Pinot Grigio, and I don't like Italian wines generally. So I'm not expecting a lot here. But it is. This is pouring out a crisp, relatively sediment-free. Almost looks like there's a mildly effervescent, is it?
Smells kind of apple-y to me. It smells like green apple.
Smells a little
green apple.
Yeah. Yep. Green apple, a little
Nice. Very tangy.
Yeah, honestly, it's honestly not bad.
It's pretty good.
Not a lot going on. But light, quaffable, like a very appropriate wine for a completely different time of year than when you would be opening an advent calendar.
Maybe if you're serving like a nice like fish, like light, subtle white fish for dinner some night this December.
I wouldn't do that. Yeah, why? Just pair one thing I don't like with something else I don't like.
With a hollandaise sauce or something kind of creamy and light. Maybe if you're making a fettuccine alfredo, you need something to cut the cream.
Honestly, it's... yeah. Yeah. There's a nice astringency to it. It's not unpleasant. It's not altogether unpleasant. I'll be real with you.
All right. Let's go ahead and...
let's take a minute.
Take a minute.
Let's take a beat.
That's right.
We're back. All right, well, so Pastello, with a name that translates to pastel in English, this wine conjures up a gauzy crepeau sketch of a Granny Smith apple that almost tips over into green apple Jolly Rancher territory. Mm. A childhood favorite of mine, but as an adult drinking wine, maybe not as much. Mm. That said, its tang and gentle mouthfeel saves it for me, making it an inoffensive sipper alongside holiday fish or creamy starches. I give it 3 jingle bells.
Yeah, I would say inoffensive is really the operative word here. I mean, what can you say?
Cheers to that. Cheers to that. Let's just a little cheers. I mean, sometimes, you know, that's worth a lot.
What can you say about Pinot Grigio? It's not a good varietal.
Ooh, I mean, them's fighting words.
Look, I'm gonna be transparent here, and I think I've said earlier, I don't like white wine. I think the highest rating I could possibly give a white wine on this podcast is gonna be 4 jingle bells.
Wow. Okay. We'll see if this proves true.
And I really don't see myself giving a Pinot Grigio more than 3. What are the pitfalls of a Pinot Grigio? In my mind, they do tend to run a bit sour, and they tend to be a little too minerally. So this guy, to its credit, I guess, avoids those pitfalls by being just kind of watery and a bit bland, in my opinion. There is a pleasant tang to it. It's as has been said, completely inoffensive. Green apple, maybe a little bit of pear, if I'm being generous. Mm. This would be a fine, perfectly fine wine for mowing the lawn.
Yeah, you know, everybody needs a good mowing the lawn wine. Everybody needs one.
It's a relatively low ABV wine, good for kids, I guess. A little bit of, like, you know, in our previous season when we were doing the beer thing, I kept complaining about this endless parade of Helles lagers. And I think this type of wine, it's a little bit of a Helles lager of wines. It's just, there's nothing there. It puts me to sleep. I'm bored by it. I'll tell you, sir, the last time I was in Paris, I stopped into the most delightful little wine shop in the Marais and just to pick up a few things. And the poor man who helped me barely spoke a word of English. But he did point me to this really nice Sauvignon Blanc, which I think it did a great job of kind of marrying that minerality with, like, a little bit of sweetness and still, well, packaging the whole thing in something that was still, like, very inoffensive. And I just, drinking this wine, I was really struck by how I wished I was drinking that other wine. I give it 2 jingle bells. I don't really like it. Okay. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing unpalatable. But yeah, inoffensive.
All right.
To the max.
All right. So the average rating here is 2.5 jingle bells for this wine. For Pastello, 2.5 jingle bells. And with that, we will read the outro. Perhaps more importantly than ever, since we did slightly suggest that children should be fed this wine. Adventures in Wine Tasting is the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco and is in no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the World of 24 Wines Calendar or Costco Wholesale. All opinions expressed therein are those of Sarah Bishop, Jeremy Mullis, and or their guests. The World and 24 Wines Calendar and Costco Wholesale bear no responsibility for the accuracy, legality, or content of this podcast.